This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Thrilled today to be talking to two brilliant leaders about really what is the subject of the day as much as anything. We're talking about healthcare staff wellness, and we're joined today by Dr. Kanchan Anand and Mini Vermani. Mini's repeat guest, brilliant person. Dr. Anand, Mini, can I ask you to take a moment to introduce yourself? Dr. Anand, can we start with you? And then we'll start to talk about healthcare stuff, wellness, what works, what doesn't work, and more.
Absolutely. Thank you, Scott, for having me. This is such a privilege. And I work in the Washington, D.C. metro area for the past 20-plus years, and my background is in nephrology, internal medicine. And throughout my career, I was, you know, practicing clinically as well as caring about my colleagues, my nurses, along the line, doing some wellness techniques, and that is my passion.
And where do you practice at? Talk to us about that.
Sure. So I work in the Inova Health System, and I am at the Mount Vernon Hospital.
Phenomenal. The Inova System, the Inova System is a magnificently well-regarded system. So thank you for that. And Mini, tell us about yourself.
Thank you, Scott, for having us today. I've been a big fan of Dr. Anand, and it's a privilege for me to co-host, not exactly co-host, but be the co-guest with her. So thank you, you guys. So yeah, I'm Mini. I work as the Systems Director of Performance Improvement at Atrium Health System. So I'm in the Georgia region. I have my master's in public health from Columbia University, New York. So my father was a physician, so I have seen the demands of the job very closely, of physicians, of nursing, and I know what kind of impact that makes on the patients as well as on the families of physicians, nurses, and other healthcare staff. So I have worked in behavioral health for 4 years, and it was an eye-opening experience for me in the sense that I was working with psychiatrists, and I was working with psychiatric residents as well and taking care of behavioral patients. But I saw that our resident doctors and our attending doctors need mental health programs and wellness programs just like anybody else does. So I started a wellness program, and I managed it while I was there for 4 years. So that's been my real-time experience with employee wellness. Thank you.
No, thank you very much. And tell us a little bit about where you're located today, where you're at, what system you're affiliated with.
So I'm working with Atrium Health System in Georgia.
Fantastic. And talk to us each about, what do you see in health wellness, Dr. Anand? How did you start focusing this area? What do you see in it? And what do you see? What's working, what's not working, and so forth?
Absolutely. So COVID changed things in a huge way. And how I see my journey in medicine is, I would say it's pre-COVID, COVID, and post-COVID. Mm-hmm. Now, before COVID came, there was already issues with well-being, you know, nurses, doctors, and executives. Anybody and everybody you spoke with felt some kind of stress. There was already about, you know, 35 to 40% burnout known even prior to COVID. Now, when COVID came about, it was like this huge volcano that had erupted. And we didn't know what we were doing because we did not have any cure. We did not have the vaccine at the time. And everybody was, actually you could see the stress in their eyes. And post-COVID, of course, it's like having, you know, been part of a battle. We were all frontline warriors. And another example is like a hurricane. You know, you afterwards, you look at all the destruction and all the side effects that we've had. But during COVID, in September of 2020, Scott, I was making my rounds at the hospital. And two of the nurses had stopped me and asked me and said, you know, Dr. Anand, we are so stressed. I could see the pain in their eyes. You know, we were wearing masks at the time, as you remember. And, you know, I just sat down with them and I said, you know, it's very difficult. I understand that. But let's live in the present moment. Let's not worry about the past. And let's not think about the future because, you know, all of these things can give us anxiety. But let's just relax and live in the present moment, which has always been my mantra to, you know, live in the present moment. And that really takes away a lot of the hassle, you know, in life in general. But that was not enough. So I went home, and from all the years of my practice, you know, I've done a lot of meditation, breathing techniques, healing techniques since I was a teenager. So many, many years of that. All of that came to surface as if it was like an amalgamation of all of what I had learned and done mm-hmm. and experienced. And one fine day I went back to my nurses and I said, you know what, I have something for you. And I had developed a technique which literally takes 60 seconds to feel calm and relaxed. You know, it was so important because our nurses did not have the luxury of time. They were literally running from patient to patient. And even in the afternoon, I would see them around 4 o'clock in the afternoon running, stumbling over their steps, trying to grab a bite to eat. So they needed something that was very quick, easy, and effective. And so it was as if an answer to their very needed question.
And tell us what that technique is, doctor. And tell us about this more. Tell us more about this, because obviously right now hospitals and health systems are having an incredibly difficult time retaining healthcare staff of all sorts, but if much as anything, this pandemic goes. So what can people do just to sort of better take care of themselves in the moment while they're trying to battle through these challenges? And maybe what can health systems do to encourage this? Because if health systems can't retain or help their workers stay healthy, they can't do what they do. They can't take care of all of us. How do mm-hmm. we, what can we do? What does this look like? And then how do we encourage health systems to encourage this kind of thing?
You're absolutely right. There is staff shortage. Nurses are switching their professions. Physicians are retiring early. There is a certain mm-hmm. expectation. You know, the culture of expectation has not gone away. So whether you're dealing with the Epic issues or patient care, patient satisfaction, all of those are still on the radar every single day. So all of those expectations remain. And the workload, of course, has gone up. So everybody else during COVID was working from home and they were like, okay, but the physicians, the nurses, the healthcare workers were up there. And that is definitely a huge challenge. So what this 60 seconds did for my team members, and I'll just walk you through how from floor to floor, I would walk from morning till evening while I was still delivering my, you know, clinical responsibilities. And so this mm-hmm. was from, you know, we have the ICU, the IMCU, the medical floor, surgical floor. So I would start my day and, you know, the nurses typically have huddles where they sit down. Actually, they normally stand and talk about their issues of the day. And so what I started doing with them was the first day when I went with this technique, I said, you know what, let's sit down and we're going to do some breathing. My 60 seconds literally has three principles. The first principle is one of deep breathing. And as we know, deep breathing actually can calm the mind. Mind and the breath are like mirror images of each other. So when you see somebody who's agitated, you'll find that they breathe shallow and fast. And when someone is calm and relaxed, their breathing automatically is slow and deep. The reverse mm-hmm. is true, however. So if you want to calm your mind, you would breathe slow and deep. And that is the first and the main principle of my 60 seconds technique. So we would start breathing slow and deep. The second principle is one of connecting with the positivity of the universe. So, you know, throughout the day, we are dealing with sick patients. The nurses are helping more, at, you know, with hands-on, and we go and, you know, see the patients. Not, we don't spend as much time as physicians, but definitely we have the stressor of making sure everything is done in a timely manner. Then we have the front desk people. We have our clinical technicians who are also very involved in cleaning the patient. During COVID, these nurses were the ones putting the oxygen masks on these patients who were, you know, sick with COVID, but they themselves had forgotten how to breathe. And that was very important for them to remember, to remind them that they can breathe slow and deep. And the third principle in my 60 seconds is one of gratitude. gratitude multiplies what we have received. Again, it releases hormones such as dopamine, serotonin. So people actually feel positive and calm when they do a gratitude process. So what we started doing was we would sit down and I would explain to them in literally, you know, 3 to 5 minutes, this is what we will do. And then I would walk them through the process. And we would take deep breaths, connect, and then offer gratitude. And Scott, you'll be surprised to know, in the end, everybody said, you know, oh my God, I feel so different. The whole environment of the floor has changed. What was that? And to find out how effective it was, I actually went to my office and I typed out a feedback form. And it had questions such as, what is your role? What is, you know, how easy was it for you to understand the process? What was your stress level before you did the technique? And what was it afterwards? So on scale of 0 to 5, they would circle, say their stress level was 4 or 5, they would circle that. And then afterwards, whether it was 1, 2, or 0, they would circle that. And when we put that data together, and this was over 250 people, we found that the stress levels had come down 40 to 60%. That was how impactful this technique was.
No, fantastic. You just need to keep on doing it. I think you need to do it all the time, like every day, to keep on trying to get the benefits of this type of perspective, to try and change one's perspective and mm-hmm. reduce stress.
Right, and that's what we did. So I would go from, like I said, from floor to floor for the nursing staff and whoever was on the floor. So even if there was a guy who was the transport guy, you know, taking patients for an x-ray or bringing them from a SNF, a skilled nursing facility, or doing some kind of transportation, whoever was there, we would just invite them to sit down with us and we would do this technique.
Dr. Nand, give us the three steps again, and then was ANOVA, the health system, supportive of this? How does this look in a health system? But give us the three steps again.
Absolutely. The first step is one of deep breathing. So we expand our lungs fully as we breathe in and completely empty our lungs as we breathe out. And we do that over the course of those 60 seconds. And I'll actually walk you through this towards the end of our talk if we have time. And the second principle is one of connecting with the positivity of the universe or any positive experience that someone has had, they can connect with that feeling of positivity. And the third principle is one of gratitude. So we offer gratitude in the end for that experience itself.
So those are the deep breathing, connecting, and gratitude. So phenomenal. And Minnie, how do you play into this? How do you talk about your role here and mm-hmm. how you view this?
Absolutely, Scott. Thank you again. So first, I would like to share with you some statistics. So we all have been hearing, during the pandemic, about all the problems that our physicians and nursing have faced with mental health and burnout. But even before that, there are multiple studies to show about the level of stress and depression in our physicians. So there's one study that was done on resident physicians, and we found out as our medical physicians, they come into the residency programs, their depression increases by 5 times. So, and these are the resident doctors who are going to graduate and become attending physicians. So the moment they come into this environment, it increases. Every 1 in 4 resident doctor was screened positive for depression, unfortunately. And just in US, every year, almost 300 to 400 physicians die. And in women, there's a 250% more suicides than general population. And for men, it's almost 70% more than the general population. So what I'm trying to say here is that among clinical professionals, the suicide rate is higher as compared to general population. So even though there is a lot of awareness on this, we have to accept the fact that our clinical people are more susceptible to suicide. In fact, your hospital review newsletter, I was reading the other day, most recently a Kaiser Permanente physician committed suicide. And President Biden, he has recently signed a bill in the memory of Dr. Lorna Breen, who actually died from suicide during the pandemic. So there are initiatives from the government happening. There are initiatives happening from ACGME, which is Accreditation Council for Graduate Medical Education, to bring clinical wellness programs inside a hospital. But here's where the challenge is, and here's where the answer to your question is. We know there is a need. We know on a systemic level, we have to do something. So we have yoga classes, we have meditation classes, we have wellness programs, we have lunches, we have dinners. But are they effective? I don't think so. If not enough, we need customized programs. We need some unique approaches, and we need something that doesn't require you to go sign up for a class on a Wednesday, 6 o'clock, and go and do yoga. No, you need something every day. That's where people like Dr. Anand come into play. I met her while I was working at Innova Health System, and I wanted to volunteer with her and learn more about her work. And I saw the kind of impact that she was making. I'm sure you guys just listened to her voice a few minutes ago. It's such a beautiful, calming voice. Just listening to her reduces one's stress levels. And then I was with her in a couple of huddles. So on every Wednesday, we would start a huddle with 1 minute of a 60 seconds program. And now she has also trained other nurses to do that in their own huddles. And she has also made audios and videos. So for example, for my team, when she was not there on the floor, I would play it in my department, in the administrative department. So her program is filling this gap of creating something effective, but there are some challenges here. For example, many people don't identify this need. They feel that just going for a walk is enough, or just talking to a loved one is enough, or just eating good food is enough. Yes, I mean, these things help. But programs that Dr. Anand has created, it does much more. It takes you more on a deeper level. It's not a band-aid. It is actually making you well from deep within. So this is actually a challenge that I personally am facing as a healthcare leader, to make people accept these programs that are more effective on a day-to-day basis. Thank you.
Oh, thank you very, very much. So phenomenal. So deep breathing, connecting gratitude. I appreciate you both joining this podcast so much today. So, so important, such an important subject for all of us in healthcare and outside of healthcare. I will finish by taking a deep breath and saying a deep heartfelt thanks to the two of you, Mini, Dr. Anand, for joining us today. Always fascinating. Again, Dr. Anand from the Innova system, Mini from the Atrium system. Thank you both so much for being with us today.
Sorry for interrupting. If you would like, Dr. Anand can lead us into a one-minute process right now.
I think it's that time. I think we should do that. But Chanel, our producer, has to join as well. So Chanel, you have to listen in closely and be a part of this too.
That's wonderful. Yes, wonderful. And of course, I had a great, great support from Innova System, that question that you'd asked earlier. I had free hands. They said, you do whatever you want to do, whatever you need to do. So I'm appreciative of that. And let's now sit. I think we all must be sitting already. So just relax and take deep breaths. Expand your lungs fully as you breathe in. And completely empty your lungs as you breathe out. While your eyes are closed. Another deep breath. We are now connecting with the positivity of the universe and receiving it in our hearts. My heart is filling up with positivity and calmness. Deep breathing. Low and deep. my whole being is getting calm and relaxed. It's now time to say thank you to the universe giving us this opportunity to connect, experience calmness. Thank you. We will now open our eyes gently.
Wow, I feel great.
Well, the problem is I am now feel so relaxed that I'm ready to take a nap, but I have to go back to work. But no, phenomenal, Dr. Anand. Many thank you so much. Chanel is producing, so I'm hoping she did her minute of breathing, was grateful, and didn't forget to keep producing during the podcast. No, just phenomenal. Thank you, folks, so much for joining us today. What a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Dr. Anand. And thank you, dear producer. Have a good day.